Good morning and welcome once again to the Forgotten Word Radio Program. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, www.forgottenword.org. And we want to talk a little bit today about what the Lord had to say about gambling. What's the Bible say about gambling? Is it something that we should be doing? Is it right to go gamble? I know we make many people make justifications for it. But I only take $200 with me, someone once told me, and that way I limit what I spend. Now, I don't know as if it's a matter of per se how much, so much as it just if you do it at all. But anyway, it's certainly a growing addiction in the United States, that's for sure. Studies have shown that lotteries are the favorite legal gambling now game for teenagers. And statistically, it's been shown that one of seven who play will become addicted. But teenagers aren't, believe me, the only ones that are affected by this. One out of 10 adults who gamble will become addicted also. It says, in fact, gambling is the fastest growing addiction in America, people. Are you listening to this? Like alcoholism and drug addiction, compulsive gambling is costly to the economy for sure. Families are the ones who suffer the most. Are you listening to this? Families are the ones who suffer the most. Many people actually feel gambling's only a game that's fun. But the Bible tells us this evil is a terrible sin that will lead to what? Poverty. In Proverbs, I think we talked about this yesterday just for a moment. Proverbs 28:22, he that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. You see, that's they don't understand that. You know, they're going to go over there and gamble, win a little here and there, just enough to get them addicted and get them to want to come back for more. And then they end up in poverty because they spent all their money. It's really sad. Gambling, you know, in our nation in particular, spreading as the number of states operating lotteries has, you know, more than doubled in the United States since 1980. It actually makes them the ultimate, I guess you'd say, their get rich quick schemes. You know, that's the new get rich quick. Say that 10 times, would you? Now, that's the new get rich quick scheme that is out there now. Gambling spreads to more and more states all the time. And Christians, I'm telling you, they need to have the Bible's instructions about this money robber, because that's exactly what it is. It'll rob you of your money. And money itself is not bad. It's the love of that money, and that's what gambling feeds on. It's strictly the love of the money that the gambling boats and these casinos, you know, thrive on. The Bible declares that, you know, that it's actually wrong to bet money on the possibility of becoming rich. I guess we could say here in Proverbs 22:16, he who oppresses the poor to gain for himself, and he who gives to the rich will surely come to want. Well, you know, states who legalize lotteries and gambling are oppressing the poor for gain. There's no doubt about that. Here's a study that was done back in 1988, a study of the Michigan Lottery, the state that sells the greatest number of tickets in low-income and ethnic neighborhoods and urban areas. Lottery tickets made available in grocery marts and drive-in markets make it easy for people to purchase these chances to win the big hit. Some spend money on the lottery tickets instead of groceries for their families. Many compulsive gamblers wreck their lives and their families as they are encouraged to risk money they usually cannot afford to lose. An estimated 15 million people now are compulsive gamblers. That's what come out of the Michigan 1988 study, the Michigan Lottery. You know, the lie that is used to promote this evil in our society is that legalized gambling doesn't promote crime. Can you imagine that? And, you ready? That it'll lower taxes. Actually, just the opposite's true, folks. If you think about it and study it a little bit, gambling promotes other vices that will attract the criminal element. Now, there's no doubt in my mind about that. This results in higher, not lower, taxes. The cost of additional policing must be, increased. Here's a good one. Indian reservations, I'll tell you. And the big gambling centers of Las Vegas and Atlantic City are taking in billions of dollars. Did you know that? Casinos rob those who play the games with them as the odds are stacked 80 to 90 times percent, excuse me, in the favor of the casinos to start with. Only 10% are going to win anything. Even those that do win big on occasion, statistics actually will prove, if you'll study this thing, that within 2 years, most winners totally spent the money that they won anyway. It's gone. So it wasn't a big event in their life. It was just a quick little passing thing. They got so much money and they blew it. Money is, love of money is the root of all evil. There's no doubt about it. Proverbs 21:20. Listen to what Proverbs 21:20. I hope you people look these up so you don't just think, take my word for this. I want you to know the truth. Excuse me. Proverbs 21:20 says, there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. You see what he's saying? A foolish man will blow his money. People who gamble give to the pool of money that composes great wealth, people. Do you understand what that says? People who gamble give to the pool of money that composes great wealth. If people got money already, and all these people, these fools are doing is gambling away their hard-earned money to these rich people. This causes them to give to the rich. And as Proverbs 22:16 says, he who gives to the rich will surely come to want. Why would you give to the rich? They've already got it. And they're going to get more if you keep this up. Well, you know, our states are also reaping a type of poverty where gambling exists because it undermines American worth ethic. Don't you guys realize any of that? Think about that for a minute. Think about that. People out there trying to get the big, you know, get rich quick deal. They won't work for a living. They spend their money, a lot of them's on public aid, public welfare, getting checks from the government, going over spending at the gambling boat trying to get rich. Makes no sense, does it? Instead of going out working for a living. You know, and I have had, excuse me, I have had Christians arguing that gambling does no harm. But the scripture's clear that it's this activity, this gambling's sinful. I mean, it's clear about it. Anybody, anytime that somebody's is enticed to gain money at somebody else's loss is wrong. It's definitely not practicing the principles taught by Christ, that's for sure. It's just amazing. There are some, free sweepstakes and drawings are not sinful because you're not gambling your money to try to win something. You're just giving them your little name or your little number and to try to win a prize. And it's a promotional thing. It's an advertising type of thing. There's no gambling involved in something like that. If you walk into a grocery store and they got a box sitting there and a little card to fill out with your name and address and phone number, says register to win a turkey for Thanksgiving, there's nothing wrong with that. You're not giving to the rich people. You're not taking away from anybody. You're just putting your name in there and they might draw your name and you get a free turkey out of it. It don't cost you nothing. You're not gambling anything. And you can take that free turkey and give it to the poor if you want to. You're not gambling anything. There's no money changed hands here. That's just it's the way it is. There's no money for a chance to win the prize, So it's okay to do things like that, but not gamble, not give your money in there to gamble for it. Christians sometimes are guilty of supporting lotteries, bingo, horse racing, even games at the casinos, they do it. Video poker in bars has become very popular. Some people call that the crack cocaine of gambling. They don't realize the gravity of that sin, they justify their gambling simply, because they got a need, that can't be met through their present income. And so instead of working harder and doing something different, they go out and gamble. And then what happens? They get farther and farther behind. It's just so simple. You cannot win at gambling. There's just no way to do it. You might hit the jackpot once in a while, but overall, you're going to become addicted to it because you did hit the jackpot or you won a little bit. You're going to spend more than you make, and it's going to, more than you win, excuse me, you'll spend more than you win. You'll find out that you're behind in dollars. So your life suffers, your family suffers. You can't pay your bills. The next thing you know, you and the wife are fighting and arguing over money. And the next thing you know, pops up. Now somebody wants a divorce. all comes back to the money. Like I said in other programs, so many marriages are ruined over money because someone's not taking care of their responsibilities, they're not budgeting properly, or somebody won't work, or something, but it all comes back to the money, and that money is it caused so many problems. We let it cause so many problems. The money didn't cause a problem. We allow it to cause so many problems, and that's where the sickening part comes in. We have got to learn, people, number one, to live within our means and still help the poor, give to the church for the work of the Lord. But we got to learn to live within our means. We can't have houses that cost us more than we can afford to spend. You just can't. You can't afford it. How do you? If you're making $2,000 a month in bring home money, and your house payment's $650, and your utilities are $350, well, you know, you're already up to $1,000, and then you've got your car payment. And then you got your insurance, and you've got your food, and you've got your other utilities, and, you know, everything combined together, all of a sudden you find out that you just can't live above your means. You have to budget, see what your money is, and budget accordingly. Live within your means. If you can't have the $300,000 house, then buy a $75,000 house. You can afford the payments and live without having to be in a position where you feel like you got to turn to the evil ways to try to make more money to support your actually ungodly lifestyle. Get your act together, folks. Find out where you're at financially. Don't let the love of money be your downfall. Gambling is a sin, in my opinion. It's contrary to biblical teachings. We should not do it. And I beg you to be persuaded to not start gambling. You will lose. It's not designed for you to win. It's designed for the gambling halls to win. It's designed for the casinos to win, not you. You're going to lose. They're going to win. And your family's going to suffer. And it's just amazing how many things will start going wrong because you can't pay your bills. Bill collector's beating on the door and you can't do anything about it. You think you got to run off to the gambling boat and try to hit the big one, and then you go farther in debt after all. It doesn't work, folks. Gambling is not the answer. The answer is prayer. Rely on God to show you how to budget your money, how to live your life within your means, and he will help you be successful. But as long as you are in control and not him, you're going to lose because you cannot win on your own. Yeah, I know, and you're going to look to those that are filthy rich and say, well, they did. Yeah, they did here, but they lose in the long run. So think this thing through. Write us, call us, give us a chance to explain it more if you need to or whatever. But go to our website and look up some information there. Love you. See you tomorrow. God bless each and every one of you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CampPoint, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.